General.
General. Three. And the old man who sells Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Colonel.
And the man in charge of a ship.
Captain.
And the man who presides over the county court.
The judge.
The judge. Now, because you are a lady, I have not covered a lot of questions on farm animals and buildings and land and crops and things like that. I'll bet you can answer.
I bet I could too.
The question is, how are you doing? Would you rather have me? I would like very much to hear what you have to say, but if you're getting tired,
go ahead and ask them.
I'd like to hear them.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let him help me answer.
Fine. Okay. Well, I'd like to start by asking you to describe the farm, buildings on the farm in particular, when you were a child. What kind of buildings that you had other than the house, and where you kept things, things like that.
We had a barn. They had stables on each side for the horses and mules. And on one side, and on the other side, it was a shed for our farm machinery, such as the big wheat thrasher and the big steam engine that we had. And it had a hayloft, and oh, what fun it was to get up in that hayloft and play. And we had the hay fork with the pulleys that pulled the, we didn't know any such thing as baled hay then. The hay was brought in on the wagon loose, and this big fork was let down, and somehow they hooked that, and then it, by hand, they pulled it up, or some, I believe they finally got to where they hitched a mule to it. And it would pull the hay up on a track and take it across to this loft at a certain place where we wanted it dropped, where Papa wanted it dropped, and then they'd release that fork and that hay would fall down until they filled this hay loft up with loose hay.
I see.
And
I don't think I've heard about that fork. How was it built?
Well, it was about this long, wasn't it,
Edgy?
Yeah,
it was a long needle. We call them hay needles, what they call them, but it just...
And you'd slip it down into this, into a bunch of the hay on the wagon.
Like this.
And then a trigger would release and some fork spread out. And it would hold a big clump of hay to go up.
Now, they had a long rope, and it reached on out to the back of the barn, and they had mules back here would pull it. And it ripped it up, and then it'd go in that.
That's right. The mules were on the other, and you'd have to holler. I remember hollering. They'd holler when they'd get the fork ready for him to go. And then this man out here at the other end of the barn that had the mules would make the mule.
I see.
And then I can remember wheat thrashing time.
Let's start right from the beginning and tell me how they'd harvest the wheat and what they do with it.
I don't remember exactly the machine that cut the wheat down, but we had a thing that would tie it into shocks, and then it was
a binder. That's right.
The binder cut it down and shocked it. Cut it in shocks too, and would just throw it out. It would cut it,
shock it and tie it,
and tie it into sheaves, and throw it out. And it was our job as children. Well, I think we had some hired help too, to go along then and take these sheaves and stack them up into a bunch. We had little bunches all over the field.
Is that what you, a hay bunch?
A hay bunch, I guess.
Wheat. And then they'd come a long way and pick it up and haul it to the wheat thresher.
Those
shocks of wheat. That's called wheat shocks, I guess.
Shocks.
And then this wagon, when they get it all cut and ready to start thrashing,